the best, the absolute best. So thanks so much for checking in.
All right.
Take care. And here's some music from Isaac Stern that you probably won't hear anybody else. You'll recognize the composition. Isaac Stern at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger. This is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, Ohio, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio, where you will find links to listening on TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our Listen by Phone service at 631-359-8728.
Waters. This land was made for you and me. And the redwood forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
The Roe family singers, saw and all, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I may have mentioned this a week or so ago, but a new Woody Guthrie album, that's right, new, called Woody at Home, Volumes 1 and 2, is going to be released on August 14th. This is exciting. Woody was really into technology. You know, he had a radio program early in his career and also was recorded in the field. And he used to fool around with early tape recorders developed for home use. And there are 22 tracks that have never been heard. And of those 22, there are 13 songs that have never been shared before. Folks at the Woody Guthrie Archives and the Smithsonian worked with these recordings. They were never released because technically they just didn't do justice to Woody based on the technology used and how they had aged. But they were able to clean these up using great software editing tools that exist today that can come up with restoration that is magnificent. And these are going to be released. These never before Woody Guthrie recordings will be coming out August 14th is the date. And I would suggest, if you want to learn more, going to woodyguthrie.org. Woodyguthrie.org. That's going to be an exciting time for those to come out. Our brigade charade is coming up in moments, mere moments, here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
And in just a moment, Trish Imbrogno has a not-so-secret new record out. We are thrilled to be able to play a track from Trish Plays Bass. You might recognize Trish as the bass player in the Sweaty Already bluegrass band. She also was involved with Moose Lodge Revival and other music projects, but we'll have her cut coming up from her album Trish Plays Bass in just a few moments. Now, let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge We're looking for a four-syllable word. With our brigade charade, four syllables. The clue is simple. Simple. And syllable one, source of extracted substance. Source of extracted substance. Syllable two, background noise. Background noise. And syllable three and four, the clue, not one. Not one. Again, the overall clue is simple. Four syllables in our answer. Source of extracted substance is syllable one. Background noise is syllable two. Syllables three and four, the clue, not one. Any ideas?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Here's Trish Imbrogno. The album is called Trish Plays Bass. This tune is Think of What You've Done.
Is it true that I lost you? Am I not the only one? After all this pain, sorrow, darling, think of what you've done.
Her name is Victoria Susan, and there you heard her live on SLB as she performed live here back on February 10th, 2018. And before that, another person who's been here before, Trish Imbrogno, and we're so happy that this album is out. It's Trish Plays Bass. The song Think of What You've Done is the one you just heard. And let me give you the clues for our Brigaderade puzzle again. Four syllables. The first clue is simple, or I should say the overall clue is simple. And here are the syllables. There are four syllables in the answer. The first is source of extracted substance. The second is background noise. And then the third and fourth syllables are not one. Phone us at 412-200-5975. You can also text us at that same number. 412-200-5975. And you can also phone us at 1-888-752-7234. Bruce and Ingram just got the correct answer. Tommy in North Chesterfield also came up with the correct answer just moments ago. Good morning. Good morning to Karen and Ed, who just got back from 2 weeks in New Orleans. And they tuned in just in time this morning. Thank you for your message. I'm glad you had a good trip. And I hope you'll be able to calibrate yourself back to Mountain State time soon. Jim in Crafton Heights has the correct answer. And we now are going to hear from Tom, who is in the town of McCandless. You know, Tom, for no particular reason, it just occurred to me, do you know how McCandless got its name? Is there a story
to that? Judge McCandless.
Okay.
And next year they're celebrating the 175th anniversary of McCandless, 1856, so it'll be 2026.
Wow. That's a lot. I remember the 150th anniversary. You know what I'm finding amazing, speaking of things like that, is that the United States will soon be doing these 250th anniversary things. It doesn't seem like too long ago when the bicentennial was the big deal, right? We had bicentennial minutes and all sorts of bicentennial celebrations. And, yeah, 50 years have gone by, but they've gone by in an instant, haven't they?
Yeah. My wife and I were talking, we take the bus from downtown, and sometimes we take the Mount Royal, which is the two bus, and it goes through area, I guess it's in Shaler, it's called Cherry City. And we're trying to figure out the origin of Cherry City. Because you go up there and there's lots of houses, and I think it's near the reservoir for the shale or water works. And they have a big fire department up there. And during World War II, they built houses for the war workers up there. But we haven't been able to figure out, you know, it seemed like it's a community, but it was at one time maybe a separate community from, you know, Shaler. And why did they call it Cherry City unless they had cherry trees growing? I don't know.
Yeah, there's a Cherry City Fire Department, as you pointed out, but I'm not seeing the background. Oh, here we go. No, it's the history of the fire department, not the town. Shaler was comprised of many small communities, including Cherry City, Bowerstown, Cabbage Hill, Sharps Hill, Undercliff, Elfinwild. That's a name I've heard before.
Yeah, this is from fire department.
Yeah, this is from Shaler's official website at shaler.org. And I'll bet there might be more information there. That's fascinating. So the bus took you, though, through Cherry City.
Yeah, it's kind of a... I mean, when you're on that bus going through that area, you wouldn't believe you're only 2 or 3 miles from a big city. It's like you're out in the country.
I was on the phone with... actually, this week I spent some time with a couple of folks making visits to SLB nationally to check out what we're doing. One was a fellow based in D.C., and the other two were predominantly in West Virginia. And I was trying to explain how, you know, our county is comprised of many municipalities and many independent school districts, and how the city itself has, you know, 90 plus neighborhoods. And people are fascinated when they hear those things. They just, you know, we are unique in that regard. And then you think of Shaler being comprised of all those different neighborhoods. It's something. Well, you knew the word we were looking for, and this was a tough one. Not too many people came up with the answer to this. I think we only had 3 correct. Oh, here's a few more that just came in that might be right. But so far, it's just Bruce and, oh, Tommy got it, and Jim in Crafton Heights, John in Economy, and Susie in Alexandria. All came up with it. So the clue is simple, and the first syllable is source of extracted substance. And do you know what that worked out to be?
Well, I would say it's no ordinary quiz.
No ordinary quiz. So you get
it wasn't simple. It wasn't simple. It was kind of the opposite of simple, really, right?
Yeah, you had to kind of follow the pathway here. Source of extracted substance, that would be an ore.
An ore
is the source of what you would extract. And then a background noise would be din. A din of noise. And then 3 syllables, 3 and 4, not one, not one, would be nary. So you
That was the one I couldn't really figure out.
Yeah.
You know.
That one.
It was like, I guess nary, I'm not sure.
Now, that's a word we don't use very often.
I looked up din just to see what, you know, and I came across where you could listen to background noise in a restaurant for 4 hours, because I took the little thing and went across and was still playing the same background noise for 4 hours. So I'm thinking, like, if you want to go out to eat but you really don't want to go out and you don't want to spend the money, you can just go to that website and play the background music, so to speak. It's just people talking. You know, I thought it would be music, but it was just people talking. You know, like you go into some place and you hear this background chatter and everything.
Oh, so you don't feel alone. You can just, or you and your wife or a partner can sit at the dinner table and play a little loop of people talking.
Then I always look at the Washington Post, but I can't read it because I don't subscribe. But they had a article that said that if you have a fan in your bedroom at night and you run it, you'll sleep better because your mind, I guess, is relaxed from the sound of the fan. And we got a new tower fan, and one of the settings is called white noise.
Ah, interesting. Interesting.
But it sounds just like the rest of the settings, so I don't know what the difference is.
That sounds to me like turning a bug into a feature. All fans kind of make some sort of noise like that. That's interesting.
But some of them were very loud. Like I had a floor fan, and I mean, it was like a tornado or a hurricane when you turned it on.
They can be super loud in that respect. Absolutely. Tommy wrote that regarding the word den, man's kids were fighting over their toys, and the sound was described as a din of inequity. So I appreciated that very much. Well, thank you.
Okay.
I charged you, and thank you, Tom, for being with us, and you will have another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up not too long from now when we offer our high clue puzzle. Here's Devilish Mary, who will be part of our solar concert series soon. Beautiful, a vocal from Sue Powers and Devilish Mary with Simple Gifts. And Devilish Mary will be here as part of our solar concert series. July 31st is the date at Nova Place, July 31st. This coming Thursday, Bombici will be here, July 24th. At Buell Community Park. You can get the complete solar concert series schedule at slbradio.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Branch here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being here with us today. This was quite a week. I started Monday. I had jury duty and was not selected, but I really admire the way jury duty is handled. I was in Allegheny County, but I suspect this is true in most places. Warmly welcomed by Judge Housie, who I think he has been on the bench for quite a while, but he was in charge of the jury pool that day, and about 100 or so people selected, and some were shortlisted. Of those, some were picked, and then I ended up being excused because they had enough jurors for the day. But handled very efficiently and fairly. If you've been on a jury, I hope your experience ended up giving you the same kind of feeling. Whether you served or not, that at least you provided that opportunity for someone. Also this week, our first summer camp ended. That camp, Finding Your Voice, ended. About 20 students spent 2 weeks with us this summer, with the last day yesterday, and they prepared an amazing podcast as a group that included person on the street interviews, self-reflections, commentaries, and more. I don't know if we've posted that on our website yet. I'll check. I suspect it is.
Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIAL audio.com.
It's not on our webcasts or our webpage yet, but it will be eventually. But what a great job our campers did. And now a chance for you. Ricky, have you audited today's Haiku? Excellent. Time now to see if you can solve today's Haiku puzzle. 17 syllables leading you to one answer, and I'm curious to know if you'll be able to come up with this. Ricky got it without looking at the answer. We'll see how you do. Are you ready? It's volume equals its radius squared times pi times 1/3 its height. Once again, its volume equals its radius squared times pi plus 1/3 its height. A Saturday Light Brigade, excuse me, a Saturday Light Brigade charge awaits you. I'm feeling better than I sound. A Saturday Light Brigade charge awaits you if you're able to come up with the correct answer. Any ideas?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Up the holler, Dooley, trying to make a dollar, Dooley, give me a swaller and I'll pay you back someday.
I remember this.
Leo Lindblom is his name, and Leo is 10.
Don't get up now, baby. Then you better let the boogie some more.
And he just released that CD. He plays 5 different instruments. That song, I should say, it's not out on an album as of yet. But that will be coming. He's an amazing picker and a singer. I'll post one of his videos on our Facebook page so you can have a look at it. What a phenomenal, gifted person at the age of 10. And Tony Trischka, along with Molly Tuttle and Sam Bush, did Dooley before that. Well, Roz came up with the correct answer to our high clue after scratching his head a little bit. He noted that this takes him back to high school. I think that's about right. I might have had this, I think, in 8th grade. If memory is serving me correctly. Here, the high clue is, again, it's volume equals, it's radius squared times pi times 1/3 its height. A few other correct answers. Tom and McCandless got it. Mike and Wires got it. And I misread Mike's email. I'm reading from my peripheral vision this particular computer. And I looked over, and he said, "I got this all on my own. You're describing the volume of a cow." It's not the volume of a cow. Mike did get the correct answer. I just misread it in a funny way. Rich in Freeport got the correct answer. Bill in Homer City. Lucius Burrow, to be exact, got it. John and Addie in East Deer are up and at 'em, and they came up with it. And Larry and Vanessa in Elwood City also got it, as did John in Economy Borough. And Tommy came up with it as well. What were we looking for? It might seem a little bit obscure, but it's something we come into contact with a lot these days. We were looking for the volume of a cone. And there's the good cones, of which Laurie Berkner will sing of in just a moment. And there are the traffic cones that are prolific this time of year. I'll take the kind Laurie is offering. Congratulations if you knew cone. The volume of a cone. That was the answer to this morning's high clue.
Chocolate ice cream, chocolate ice cream, chocolate ice cream for everyone. Chocolate ice cream, chocolate ice cream. Everybody wants an ice cream cone. Vanilla ice cream, vanilla ice cream, vanilla ice cream. lick it round and round like you're never gonna stop. You can eat it in the morning, you can eat it in the night, you can eat it all at once. Or take a little bite.
Ice cream king, O-Rag. I'll be the emperor of ice cream.
What's a pigeon?
It's like a clog dance, a jig type of thing. It's sure to get his attention. Check it out.
What are you gonna get?
Italian ice.
What flavor?
Grape, definitely.
That's
it. And after I eat a little bit off the top, I'm gonna dig that wooden spoon down around the sides. You know, I turn it over in the cup.
Why are you gonna do that?
Well, because that bottom part is like stringy sugar ice. It's all, you know, viscous and...
Randy Kaplan.
Fantastic.
Here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Do you want another scoop? Larry Berkner did Ice Cream Cone. Chris George is offering one More scoop. Sounds like Bluesberry.
Give me that fudge, give me those nuts, give me that cream with the cherry on top. Eat it after dinner, eat it for a treat, eat it for a snack when the Girl Scouts meet. Ice cream, so many flavors, ice cream. Get me some ice cream. Do me a favor, get me three scoops before my day is done. Haagen-Dazs and Ben and Jerry's, Edie's, Hoods and Brigham's too, Dairy Queen and Baskin-Robbins, Turkey Hill and Bonnie too. Ice cream, so many flavors, ice cream. Get me some ice cream. Do me a favor, get me three scoops before my day is done.
George, and the tune is called Ice Cream. Rick and Georgette in North Carolina sent a text message last week that really stuck with me. It's amazing what can happen here Saturdays and really in everyday life. For example, John was just telling me how much he enjoyed hearing Simple Gifts by Devilish Mary a little while ago. Well, Rick had mentioned that Georgette liked getting the SLB birthday card that we sent in advance of her birthday, and that it reminded him of when Howard Johnson's used to send you a birthday card along with a free all-you-can-eat fried chicken and clam strips dinner. And that brought back tons of memories, and it got me to wondering, can you get Howard Johnson's clam strips anymore? And you cannot. There are some folks who have tried to duplicate the recipe, and if you go online, you can fall into a rabbit hole of recipe suggestions and ways to do it, which part of the clam to use, what the batter is like. But then it got me to thinking, peppermint stick ice cream, surely somebody makes that flavor that only seemed to be at Howard Johnson's. And sure enough, the infinite reviews you can find of various products by way of the internet recommended a couple ice cream companies that offer that ice cream. So maybe the clams are out there somewhere. But Rick, your email really got me to thinking. The closest I've come to awesome fried clams are from Legal Seafood in the New England area. And Robert Holy's here in Pittsburgh, not so bad either. Now I'm going to spend the rest of the morning wanting fried clams. For breakfast? Why not?
There once was a musical troupe, a pickin' singin' folk group. They sang the mountain ballads and the folk songs of our land. They were long on musical ability. Folks thought they would go far, but political incompatibility led to their downfall. Well, the one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear was a Methodist. This musical aggregation toured the entire nation, singing traditional ballads and the folk songs of our land. They performed with great virtuosity, and soon they were the rage, but political animosity prevailed upon the stage. Well, the one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear burned his driver's license. The curtain had ascended, a hush fell on the crowd, as thousands there were gathered to hear the folk songs of our land. But they took their politics seriously, and that night at the concert hall, as the audience watched deliriously, they had a free-for-all. Well, the one on the right was on the bottom, and the one in the middle was on the top, and the one on the left had a broken arm, and the guy on his rear said, oh dear. Now this should be a lesson. If you plan to start a folk group, don't go mixing politics with the folk songs of our land. Just work on harmony and diction, play your banjo well, and if you have political conviction, keep them to yourself. Now the one on the left works in a bank, and the one in the middle drives a truck. The one on the right's an all-night DJ, and the guy